Hello, hello, hello. This is Mistress Brighton and Woosah! Today we're talking about my favorite subject, which is introverts and being an introvert and dealing with introverts so that they don't kill you. So the title of my new blog post is A Guide to Dealing with Introverts, in parentheses, so that they don't end up bleeping you, because it's a word that I can't say. Anyway, I don't know. Should I, like, read this to you? Ah, fuck it. I'm just going to read it. Okay, here we go. Introverted types have a reputation for being assholes. Oh, wait, hold on, stop, I forgot. I love doing this, by the way. An update at the end of my blog, okay? Because next week, wait, holy shit, is it next week? Next week is starts my birthday month, and I have an update for you, but you've got to listen to all of this shit first, okay? So sit back and buckle up. Here we go. Introverts have a reputation for being assholes. And we are, actually, assholes. Mostly because we keep to ourselves and we only speak if we actually have something to say. And most of the time when we finally do speak, it's something scathing that ends up hurting somebody's feelings. So here's a guide so that we can avoid all the butt-hurt stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to start doing these periodically as a fucking reminder. A couple of months ago, I did How to Avoid Being an Asshole. So maybe I'll just do this, you know, weekly, monthly, whatever. A guide to dealing with introverts so that you A, don't embarrass yourself interacting with one, and B, don't get on their, our, my goddamn nerves. Now, first tip is about personal space and introverts. We need a lot of it. No, you don't understand. Not a few hours, a lot of it. The caps lock on the blog is to emphasize that if you do not give and respect an introvert's personal space, you may end up on the 11 o'clock news. Example, family members, I speak to maybe once a year, if that. I am not kidding. Family are the biggest offenders of introvert personal space and, like, just personal space in general. Second in line are, well, everybody who doesn't understand our unwavering desire to be alone. I talk on the phone for a living. You guys know that if you've ever spoken to me. On my personal time, I do not want to spend time on the phone. Like, I don't want to talk to people when I'm not working. Text is okay. You can send me a text message. You can talk to me on, like, Messenger or something. I may or may not answer. It's just how I am. Please respect my personal space. Please respect everybody's personal space, actually. So basically, like I just said, I hate talking on the phone when I don't have to. So text, email, and carrier pigeon are the best ways to communicate with me. I also have friends that I love dearly that I only speak to once a year to make sure that they still have a pulse and that they're okay. So please do not take it personally if I don't feel like talking. Don't take it personally if I don't answer messages. Don't take it personally if your carrier pigeon arrives and I eat it for dinner. It has nothing to do with you until it does. And if there is a problem, I will tell you so myself. See how easy that is? Next tip, things you can handle yourself versus things you actually need help with, aka why I drink vodka straight on Sundays. If you have an emergency, in parentheses, your definition of an emergency and my definition of an emergency are very different, call 911. That's what it's there for. If your house is on fire, if somebody's breaking into your home, If you tripped on a piece of broken glass, like anything that is an emergency, that's what 911 is for. There are very few people that I let into my personal space and will go out of my way for when I'm on my own time, because most of the time, what they want is not nearly as important as they think it is. If you can't explain to me via text or in an email what you need from me, then you do not need it. So pro tip, tell me what it is that you need. I can help you a hell of a lot faster if I know what you're asking for. Next tip, respecting an introvert's time and energy. Okay, everybody stop. Take a deep breath. Everybody inhale, exhale. Let all of the tension go from your body. Put the knives down. Put them back in the kitchen drawer. All right, this is a big one. If you do not respect my personal space, time, energy, and spirit, you will be cut off. This goes for everybody. I don't care how much I love you, I will cut you off if you break those rules. You know, if you waste my time or you're inconsistent or unreliable or have repeatedly been given chances and still continue the same pattern of behavior, you are out. Because when I call on you to do something for me, when I come out of my introvert cave, and the first time it's okay. Second time, all right, now I'm like, all right, what the fuck? Third time, now, you know what? Shame on me. Bye-bye. That's it. You're gone. Introverts take these things very seriously because of how draining it is to our energy to deal with people who waste our time. I should honestly write a How to Not Be a Fucking Dickhead book based on the things that introverts deal with. Maybe I will, or I will turn this into a weekly post. There are things and people that are called energy leaks. Energy leaks are a real thing, and in order to patch up energy leaks and in order to avoid them, you have to clear your space. And it's the reason I have to periodically clear my energy and my personal space with a flamethrower. Also, dead serious. Next tip. We are not stupid, but we think you are. We'll get into that later. Growing up as an introvert, I am tongue-tied. Holy shit. Growing up as an introvert, I had to hear the S word a lot. You don't know what the S word is? Then, you know, read the blog. From people that didn't know they were about to get their teeth kicked in. Introverts are not stupid. Just because we're quiet does not mean we have no social skills. Now, that's a whole other subject entirely, because there are people that, for many different reasons, don't have great social skills, but we can get into that another day. But with us, just because we're quiet doesn't mean we have no social skills. We just don't want to talk to you. We could be thinking about something, working, focused, plotting your death. You just never know. But I can assure you that we are far from stupid. Most of us are smarter than you, because you still haven't figured out how to get through life without annoying the shit out of everyone, and natural selection is coming for you. Next tip, have a sense of humor, for fuck's sake. Introverts are on occasion, every day and twice on Sundays, sarcastic assholes. We're also blunt. So you have to have a sense of humor around us and a thick skin and be able to take criticism if you ask for it or if your behavior deems it necessary. So if you don't have a sense of humor or you can't handle bluntness, then turn around, run away, and leave us alone. We'll appreciate all the oxygen that you're not wasting in our presence if you do. lastly, here's a bonus introvert tip. Be an adult. Grow the fuck up. Seriously. It would seem obvious, except for the fact that it is apparently not obvious to 95% of the population. Sorry, I don't have a source for that. I base the 95% on the amount of people that I talk to that actually have common sense versus the rest who don't. So that's it. That's my happy fun times. Come to Jesus Coffee Talk for the week. If you are offended by anything that I have said and you would like to fight me, you can I will have my boxing gloves ready and you can reach me at brighton@enchantrixempire.com. You can reach me at Enchantrix Brighton on Skype. It might say Brighton Enchantrix. You might have to do a search. Enchantrix Brighton on Second Life, if you're on Second Life. That was that little ding you heard on the audio, by the way. It was somebody sending me a message. Goddess Brighton on Discord. It's a weird, the Discord links are kind of strange, so I linked to it in my blog. My Twitter name is @ Miss Brighton, MSBRIGHTON. Or you can just call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton, and I'll be more than happy to kick you in the balls. So that's it. Before I say have a great day and fuck off and all that stuff that you guys love, I would just like to let you know my birthday is November 6th. So next week will be my last week of availability before I go on vacation, because this year I am going on vacation for my birthday. Can't tell you where, you know, because that would be like a security breach and ew, stalker. but I'll tell you where I went when I come back. How about that? Now, if you would like to send me a gift for my birthday, you can send an Amazon gift card, you can send me something off my wish list, you can send me a virtual bouquet if you want. Gifts are not necessary, however, they are appreciated. So to everyone that has sent me Amazon gift cards and birthday wishes early, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are wonderful. So that's what I'll end it with. I really absolutely adore you guys. You drive me crazy sometimes, but I have a lot of love for you. And now my alarm is going off. Alexa, stop timer. Holy shit, she wasn't going to listen to me. I have one of those Echo thingies. This is gonna be like an all-inclusive audio. You get to hear like the little dings in the background. You get to hear my whatchamahoozit going off in the background, and you get to hear me blabbering. So that's all. Leave a comment again if anything that I've said has offended anyone. Here I am. Leave a message. Have a great day and fuck off. Bye-bye. Oh, and I forgot the most important thing. You can read this blog post at enchantrixtees.com. See ya!